Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Da'watu ashabi Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radhiyallahu anhum. Da'watu Abi Bakar radhiyallahu anhu wa akhraja Ahmad fi Zuhd anil Hasan qala balagani anna Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu kana yaqulu fi du'aihi Allahumma inni as'aluka alladhi huwa khairun fi aqibati amri Allahumma jal ma tu'tini min al-khair wa ridwanak wa darajati al-ula fi jannati an-na'im. وعند سعيد بن منصور وغيره عن معاوية بن قرة رضي الله عنه أن أبا بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه كان يقول في دعائه اللهم اجعل خير أمري آخره وخير عملي خواتمه وخير أيام يوم ألقى كذا في الكنز. دعوات عمر رضي الله عنه. وأخرج ابن أبي شيبة وابن نعيم في الهلي عن عمر رضي الله عنه كان يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن تأخذني على غرة أو تذرني في غفلة أو تجعلني من الغافلين. وعند أحمد في الزهد أن الحسن أن عمر رضي الله عنه كان يقول اللهم اجعل عملي صالحا واجعله لك خالصا ولا تجعل لأحد فيه شيئا. وعند ابن سعد والبخاري في الأدب أن عمرو بن ميمون أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه كان يقول في دعائه الذي يدعو به اللهم توفني مع الأبرار ولا تجعلني في الأشرار وقني عذاب النار والحقني بالأخيار. وعند أحمد في الزهد أن أبي العالية رضي الله عنه قال أكثر ما كنت أسمع عمر رضي الله عنه يقول اللهم آفنا واعف عنا كذلك في الكنز. وعند ابن سعد وأبي نعيم في الهلية عن حفصة رضي الله عنها أنها سمعت أباها يقول اللهم ارزقني قتلا في سبيلك ووفاة في بلد نبيك. قلت أن ذاك؟ قال إن الله يأتي بأمري أين يشاء. وعند ابن أبي الدنيا عن عمر رضي الله عنه أنه قال اللهم اغفر لي ظلمي وكفري. قال قائل يا أمير المؤمنين هذا الظلم فما بال الكفر؟ قال إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. وعند اللالكائي عن أبي عثمان النهدي قال سمعت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه وهو يطوف بالبيت يقول اللهم إن كنت كتبتني في السعادة فأثبتني فيها وإن كنت كتبتني في الشقاوة فمحني منها وأثبتني في السعادة فإنك تمحو ما تشاء وتثبت. دعاء رضي الله دعوات علي رضي الله عنه. وأخرج أخرج يوسف القاضي عن علي رضي الله عنه أنه كان يقول أعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وشماتة الأعداء وأعوذ بك من السجن والقيد والصوت. وعند الدينوري عن سفيان الثوري قال بلغني أن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه كان يدعو اللهم إن ذنوبي لا تضرك وإن رحمتك إياي لا تنقصك. دعاء عبد الرحمن بن أوف رضي الله عنهم. وأخرج ابن جرير عن أبي الحياج الأسدي قال كنت أطوف بالبيت فرأيت رجل يقول اللهم قني شح نفسي لا يزيد ولا ذلك. فقلت له فقال إني إذا وقيت شح نفسي لم أسرق ولم أزني ولم أفل. وإذا رجل عبد الرحمن بن أوف. دعوات عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه. وأخرج ابن أبي شيبة أبي عبيدة قال سئل عبد الله رضي الله عنه ما الدعاء الذي دعوت به ليلة؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سل تؤتى. قال قلت اللهم إني أسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. These are some of the du'as of the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a great communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a Nabi in his da'wat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a Nabi in his du'a. Du'a also is directly connected to a person's yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in the physical world. And a man involved himself in the physical things in this world where it seems that benefit and harm are coming from these things. But yet we see that at every occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us a dua to make us understand that although we are applying ourselves in engaging and employing the physical things, but behind everything is only the decision of Allah. Allah is a nafi' wa dhar. The one to bring benefit and the one to save us from harm is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at every given moment in time, always a person's attention to be turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is that it's for us to turn our attention and our tawakkul to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly also, we find that this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba. Because Sahaba radiallahu anhu, whatever they made dua for, was what they heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was all the culmination of their sohbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them, what you should ask for, what you should expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the du'as of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's various, I've just taken one, two from each of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First is obviously the greatest of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned from Hassan Basri rahmatullahi, he said, I've heard that one of the du'as that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he used to make was this, that Allahumma inni as'aluka alladhi huwa khayrun fi aqibati amri. That, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you that what is the best for me in the last part of my life, what you deem as best, O Allah, I ask you for that. I ask you for the best, that when I'm leaving this world, the way you want me to leave this world, the best way that I leave this world, O Allah, I ask you that. Allahumma aj'al ma tu'tini min al-khayr ridwanika. And Allah, what is that? O Allah, I ask that what you give me from this khayr is your happiness. That's what I want. That, O Allah, give me your happiness. And what darajatil ula fi jannatin na'im. And, O Allah, give me high ranks and high stages in the gardens of everlasting stay. Another dua of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is, Allahumma aj'al khayra umri akhirahu. That, O Allah, make it such that the best part of my life is the last part. Today, we're living in this world, people say the good old times, you know? The good old times, people talk about the good old times. Man lives in a life that you feel that your past life, when you were young, when you had energy, that was the best part of your life. But Deen is teaching us that no, a person should keep on striving to get better and better in his life, in the way his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, O Allah, make the best part of my life, the last part. When I'm leaving this world, that's the peak of what I've reached. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't leave this world except in such a state that you've totally handed yourself over to me. You're a Muslim. That's how you should leave this world, that you've reached that level now that you've handed yourself over to me. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, O Allah, make the best part of my life the last part of it. وَخَيْرَ أَمَلِي خَوَاتِمَهُ. And O Allah, also the best of my actions, the last. And leaving this world, the way I'm performing my salah, the way I'm reading my Quran, the way I leave this world with the kalima, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Like this, let it be that the best of my actions, what I'm doing is the last. That's the best. Wa khayra ayami yawma alqaq. And also Allah make it such that the best of my days is the day that I appear before you. The day that I meet you, that is the best day. That day, because that in that sense that Allah is, oh Allah, you are happy with me and I'm happy with you. So Allah make that. So this is the dua of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And another is a dua of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, O Allah, he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ta'khudhani ila ghirratin. That, O Allah, I ask refuge from you and protection from you, that you seize me in such a moment that I'm ghafil. I'm not aware. I'm not conscious of you. I'm doing something just like that. I'm not conscious of you. Allah, don't take me away from this world in such a way, or don't seize me in such a time that I'm not aware of you. O tadharani fi ghafla. O Allah, don't leave me also in a state of ghafla. O Allah, keep on reminding me, keep on sending message, keep on taking me out of this ghafla. So then the third part, O tajali min al-ghafin. O Allah, don't leave me in ghafla, and O Allah, don't make me amongst those people who are unmindful of you, those people who are not in your dhikr, in your remembrance. O Allah, don't keep me far away from such people. Another dua was that Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar. That, O Allah, give me death. O Allah, give me death with your pious slaves, pious servants. Wa la taj'alni fil ashrar. O Allah, don't make me amongst those who are wretched. Wa qini azab an-nar. And O Allah, save me from the fire of jihad, the azab of the fire. Walhiqni bil akhyar. And O Allah, join me in akhirat with your chosen slaves. The famous dua was that Umar radiallahu anhu that he made, that Allahumma razuqni qatlan fi sabilik, other places shahadatan fi sabilik, that O Allah make it such that I get martyrdom in your path, and wafatan fi baladi nabiik, and so I get martyrdom in your path, and I also, my death is in the city of your beloved Nabi. So Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anhu, his daughter, said, oh my beloved father, how is that possible? You're asking for apparently two contradictory things. One is that you're asking to die out in the path of Allah, And secondly, you're asking to die in Medina Munawwara. So how, it seems apparently contradictory. So he told, oh my beloved daughter, inna la ya'ati bi amrihi ayna yasha. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He'll bring His command wherever He wishes. Means this is a decision of Allah. Allah will grant me both things. This is a decision. That's not impossible for us. It seems impossible, contradictory. But, and Allah made it such. Like we'll see from this, it's coming. In another narration, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, another dua, Allahumma gfirli dhulmi wa kufri. He said, oh Allah, forgive my dhulam and my kufr. So a person said, oh Amirul Mumineen, I can understand dhulam. I can understand that, oh Allah, I'm oppressing myself. Maybe I oppress anybody else. So Allah, forgive me. What about kufr? How can you say that? You're a believer. How can you say, Allah, forgive my kufr? So he says that, then he recited the ayat of Quran, where Allah says, Innal insana la dhulumun kafar. That insan is oppressive of himself, in that he commits, you know, wrong against himself. And the word kufr in Arabic has got two meanings. One meaning of kufr is disbelief. The other meaning of kufr is when a person is ungrateful to Allah. When a person is ungrateful to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what he meant here was that, oh Allah, I'm asking that I should not be, it's my ingratitude to you for your favors, oh Allah, save me from that. And in another message, Umar radiallahu anhu, he's made the dua, Allahumma in kunta katabtani fi sa'adati, oh Allah, if you have written my name amongst the fortunate people, then Allah, keep it there. And if you have written my name amongst those wretched people, oh Allah, erase it from there and establish it in the fortunate people. For oh Allah, you are the one who erases and you are the one who establishes. So Allah, I have written here, mentioned in the footnotes, that there are certain things that Allah has decreed, that Allah has made it such that it will not change in takdir. There are certain things that Allah has made it that it's mu'allak, what's called takdir mu'allak, is that it's suspended, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change it. Allah, if sometimes according to this act, according to that act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give different results. That is different. So that is what he meant by here, that oh Allah, if you have, that it's those things that you are, you know, that oh Allah, you can erase the certain things that you have made, is that your decision to erase and establish what you wish. So Allah, my name is amongst those who are wretched, oh Allah, erase it and put it amongst those who are fortunate. It's the one dua of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, he used to make dua that A'udhu bika min ja'dil bala, that oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from that extreme difficulty, like a test that puts things, that test from you which has got a great difficulty, I seek refuge from that. And wa darki shaqa, and also that level of wretchedness. And shamatati la'ada, oh Allah, I seek refuge from the rejoicing of the enemies over my misfortunes. And wa'udhu bika min as-sijn wal qaid, oh Allah, I seek refuge from ever going to being imprisoned or being shackled, was so to being lashed. Another dua was that Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, Allahumma inni dhunubi la tadurruk, wa inna rahmataka iyaya la tankusuk. That, oh Allah, my sins, oh Allah, no matter how much sins I commit, oh Allah, it will never bring any harm to you. And oh Allah, your mercy upon me, no matter how much mercy you show upon me, oh Allah, it won't reduce from your treasury of mercy. It will not reduce from that. One dua of Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf, he said one time, a person said, I was making Abu al-Hayyaj al-Asadi, he said, I was making tawaf of Baytullah, and I saw a person making this dua, Allahumma qini shuha nafsi. Just a short dua, that's what he was making. He was just making a dua, Allahumma qini shuha nafsi. Oh Allah, save me from the avarice and greed of my soul, of my inside. He wasn't making, so I said to him, how come you're just making a short dua, you know, very short dua you're making? So he said, inni idha wukitu shuha nafsi lam asrik wa lam azni wa lam afal. He said, if I'm saved from the greed, when the soul wants, or the ego, or the inside of a person wants more and more, not the, you know, the ego of a person, or the inside of a person, he said that if I'm saved from the greed of my inside, then I won't steal, I won't commit zina, I won't do this, I won't do that. He says, what inside, when a person wants to do, when a person has got a desire to do more, which is not correct, not the desire to do good, but when a person wants more of this world, when he's got a greed and avarice and desire, it will lead him to all other evils. He said this, according to him, this was a root for many evils. So he said, the person said, when I saw who it was Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. Finally, there's a dua of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Abu Ubaidah says that he asked Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that, what was that dua one time Rasulullah SAW offered you and he told you, he said, oh Abu, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abdullah bin Mas'ud that ask what now. He gave him an opportunity one time. He said, ask, your duas will be answered. You'll be given what you want. So he said, what dua did you make at that occasion? So he said, I said, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad. He said, oh Allah, I ask you for such iman that there's no irtidad, that doesn't go back. That means the person doesn't go away from that iman, doesn't go back to being a murtad, means doesn't go away from that iman, but it's a strong iman. So that's such an iman that I don't go back after that. Wa na'iman la yanfad. And oh Allah, give me such blessings that never come to an end, which is oh Allah, grant me Jannah al-Firdaws, grant me Jannah, such favors that never come to an end. And murafaqat Nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajatil jannati jannatil khul. And oh Allah, I ask you for the companionship of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels of Jannah, which is the Jannah of everlasting stay. So we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this avenue of dua. Actually, it must be all one pious person, not so, it's Imam Malik rahimahullah, someone, he said that you should talk to Allah more than you talk to the creation. Daily, a person should talk to Allah more than he talks to the creation. How much we talk to each other, but daily must communicate with Allah. One is through our salah, our Quran, our dhikr, our dua, our masnoon duas. But also in a person's heart, all the time to be always in communion with Allah. Whatever we see, whatever occasions we come across, whatever happens in our life, we are always attributing that, oh Allah, this has come only from you. And a person is talking, oh Allah, only you can do this. Oh Allah, only you can do this. All the time, we just acknowledge that what is happening is from Allah. And oh Allah, only what's happening can only be averted or improved. Or whatever a person wants, it's only from Allah. So really, we must become people of du'as. Because as we go on in this world, as difficulties come, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said, la ya'ti ala nasi zamanun la yanju fihi illa man da'a bi du'ain ka du'a il ghariq. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said that a time will come upon the ummah that a person won't attain a salvation from the conditions that are prevailing, except that person, only that person will be saved from those conditions, is a person who makes du'a like how a drowning person makes du'a. Like how a person is drowning when he knows there's no other options. If a person only turns all his attention to Allah, he's got no other options, then only that person will be saved. So we have to become habitual of du'a. It can't be just a one-off thing. We have to become habitual of du'a. If we become habitual of du'a, then all the time, then when Allah save us, any halat come, a person knows that this is my avenue. So Allah will give us the tawfiq. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد بارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وتبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأهل بيته وأزواجه وذريته أجمعين برحمتك.